Welcome to the Foundry Church. You're about to hear a message from one of the team. We really pray this message makes a difference in your life. If you want to find out more about Jesus, church, or who we are, then visit our website www.thefoundry.org.uk after you've watched the message. Here we go!
Hi everybody, sorry that I can't be with you in person today, but because of the wonders of technology, I'm able to talk to you guys who are in person via video today. And obviously if you're watching online or you're catching up with this message later on in the week, it's just going to be the same as usual for you. We're starting a series of messages about called Values. This is who we are. And over the next few weeks leading up towards the summer, and probably slightly after the summer as well, we just want to look again at who we are as a church, those values that we hold dear to us. We looked at these a couple of years ago, but it's really important that we just keep addressing who we are, what do we value, because values determine our behaviors. And ultimately, our behaviors will determine what we do and what we focus on. And our behaviors and our values as a church community, they will determine the culture that we create and the culture that we are. And culture just simply means the way we do things around here. That's the culture. The culture of a nation is just the way the country lives, the way they do things, the way the culture of a church is literally the way we do things around here. And today, what I want to talk about for a few moments is a value that we hold dear, and it's the value of serving. And the title of my message today is Serving is Our Privilege. Serving is our privilege. And, you know, to serve other people, I just want to convince you today, if you don't know this already, but to serve other people is going to enhance your life, not make it worse. Living for the benefit of others is going to make your life and their life better and bigger, not worse and smaller. And so we really do believe in our church community that serving is a privilege. We don't have to serve. We get to serve. Serving isn't a duty and something that, well, you're not part of it unless you do it. Serving is an opportunity to bless others. And hopefully we'll see later on through this message, it's also an opportunity to grow our own lives. And three quick reasons, and I'm going to go into these reasons in a little bit more detail over the next few minutes. Three reasons why serving is a privilege. First of all, the first reason is this, that serving is the way of Jesus. Number two, serving is the way of love. And number three, serving is the route to joy. Let's look at this first one, that serving is the way of Jesus. The words will come on the screen. We're going to look at the Bible and we're going to read from John chapter 13. And I'm going to read 17 verses of the Bible. So stay with me. If you've got a Bible, you can follow along. Or open up the YouVersion app, or just like I said, listen, the words will come on the screen. But this is the story of where Jesus turned love into action. It's where Jesus modeled serving, and it's where he washed the disciples' feet. And in John chapter 13, let's read these verses together. It says this, it was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. An earlier version of the Bible at that point says that he now showed them the full extent of his love. Verse 2, the evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, he took off his outer clothing, and he wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you're never going to wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, Peter, you have no part with me." Then Lord Simon Peter says, "Not just my feet, but wash my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. Verse 12, stay with me. I know we're reading a few verses, but it's such an important story. Verse 12, when he had finished washing their feet, he put back on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I've done for you?" he asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should go and wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. And this is an amazing story of Jesus serving his disciples. And it's an amazing story. It's also on the face of it, and as we look into it, it's a scandalous story. Because this Jesus is the king. He is high. He is mighty. He is glorious. If anybody should be having their feet washed, it should be the disciples washing the feet of the master, of the king. But here in this moment and in this story, we see the king who came not to be served, but to serve. In Philippians chapter 2, a man called Paul writes of Jesus, saying that Jesus, in Philippians 2:7, rather he made himself nothing, but took the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Friends, Jesus demonstrates here that he did not come to be served, but he came to serve. And by application, as we take serving seriously, serving is a privilege for the follower of Jesus, because ultimately, serving is following in the way of Jesus. We want to live after Jesus. We want to follow Jesus. You want to leave our old life behind and follow the life of Christ? We're going to have to follow the way of him in serving. And Jesus calls us to serve. He calls us to follow him and follow his way. And I just want to encourage you today. Maybe you're trying to find the will of God for your life. Maybe you're asking God, "God, what is it? How can I serve you with my life?" I just want to say to you today, whatever that is, it will always look like serving others. If it's good enough for Christ, it's good enough for you, and it's good enough for me. When we're trying to discern and discover what God wants us to do with our lives, if it doesn't look like building others up, if it doesn't look like serving others, if it doesn't look like washing feet, then I would question whether that's God's will for your life. God is going to lead us into places where we can look to the needs of others and serve others. You see, our community that we're in here, one of the reasons we think serving is a privilege and we value it is because our community needs a church that doesn't just say it loves broken people in a vision statement, but it lives that it loves broken people. And it is willing to serve the needs of our community. Finding God's will for your life will involve serving others. Number two, another reason why serving is a privilege is because serving is the way of love. Serving is the way of love. I just want us to imagine this scene for a moment where Jesus is having this meal with his disciples that we read about a few moments ago. And you know, that the job of foot washer in the context of the day, it was reserved for the lowest ranking servant. And the reason they had a foot washer is because everybody back in the day in first century Palestine, they wore sandals or a version of sandals. The streets would have been dusty and dirty and murky. And when people went round for dinner, I guess in addition to washing hands, really the most important thing was to get your feet washed. You didn't turn up for dinner and start dinner until the lowest ranking servant had gone round and washed everybody's feet. And I want us to imagine this scene for a moment. The disciples with the master, they're all sat round. And for whatever reason, the lowest ranking servant either isn't there or hasn't fulfilled his job. And so you can imagine the awkward silence. Everybody waiting. Who's going to wash the feet? We're with Jesus. Like, imagine maybe the disciples, maybe James and John are nudging each other. Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? Somebody, they're waiting for somebody. The awkward silence. They're waiting for it to be broken, for someone to get up and wash the feet. And Jesus chooses this very moment to demonstrate the way of love, to demonstrate that serving is not a duty, serving is a way to demonstrate love for each other. He gets up from the table, the Bible tells us. He takes off his outer clothing. He puts a towel around his waist. And you can imagine the disciples in that moment, almost, what is going on? We've missed our moment. We've let Jesus wash our feet. But I don't think Jesus would have let anybody else do it. Jesus wanted to wash people's feet because Jesus wanted to say, listen, I've told you that I love you, but sometimes it's more than words. Sometimes it's action. And friends, I believe serving is a privilege because it means that we don't just tell people that we love them. It means that we can show people that we love them. I think about the relationships that I have, relationship with my wife, or think about your relationship with your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, your partner, your boyfriend, your friends, you know, if we're parents, grandparents, we can tell people we love them, which is great. It's really important to tell those people around us that we love them, but sometimes we've got to go one step further than just telling them, and we've got to prove it with action, with more than words. We've got to do something that demonstrates love. And you know, God demonstrated love. He demonstrated ultimate love by sending Jesus, his son, to die for your mistakes and to die for my mistakes, for your sins and my sins, to wash us clean. God demonstrated his love, not through just words, but through action by sending Jesus. And today, serving is our privilege because it's the way of love. It gives us an opportunity to go, you know what? As a church, we don't just say that we love broken people back to life. We love broken people back to life. We want to feed people. We want to serve people. We want to help people. We want to make sure whatever we do as a church is accessible and open. And it's not just about me. It's about the we. It's about those people out there, not just about the people who come in here. So serving is a privilege because serving is the way of Jesus. Serving is the way of love. But I also want us to see this in the last few moments that I have, is this, that serving is the way to joy. Serving is the way to joy. It says this in John chapter 15, verse 11. Jesus said, I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Friends, Jesus was the happiest, most joyful person on earth. And serving didn't make Jesus miserable. Serving made Jesus even happier. Serving leads to joy. When we spend our lives giving out to others and serving others, I promise you, it leads to joy. Like I said, washing feet for Jesus, he didn't do it and then felt miserable about it. I believe Jesus washed feet and felt amazing about it and felt joyful about it. I was reading an article in Time magazine. And the Time magazine article is this. It's called The Secret to Happiness is Helping Others. And listen to this quote. Scientific research provides compelling data to support the anecdotal evidence that giving and helping others is a powerful pathway to personal growth and lasting happiness. Through fMRI technology, we now know that giving and helping others activates the same parts of the brain that are stimulated by food and sex. Helping others is pleasurable and may just be the secret to living a life that is not only happier, but also healthier, wealthier, more productive, and more meaningful. Scientists are now concluding that serving others, that helping others, releases something in our brain that makes us happy, that leads to joy. Jesus himself beat the scientists to it 2,000 years ago when he said, he was quoted as saying in Acts chapter 20, that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And Jesus, to just to paraphrase, he's saying, listen, you're going to be happier when you give to someone than what you can get from someone. It's more blessed. You're more blessed. You're happier. You get more joy when you give than when you get. And you see, the culture of this world says the opposite. It says that in order to be happy, you've got to have more, be more, do more, and get more, and go further and wider and whatever. But no, the culture of the kingdom of God, which is an upside down kingdom, says that if you want to be blessed, give. If you want to be more, be less. If you want to be stronger, go lower. If you want to have more influence, go lower. Find the way of service. Serving leads to joy. St. Francis of Assisi said this, it is in giving that we receive. Winston Churchill, the leader of our nation through the Second World War, said that we make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. It's countercultural. To give, to serve others, it leads to joy. And I've noticed that in my own life. Those times where I've stepped out and met a need. Those times where I've seen that there's someone who needs some help, someone who needs some support. And I might not have felt that I've got the resource. I might not have felt that I've got the skill. I might not have had the confidence, but I've thought, I'm going to trust God that just meeting this need is going to do something in that person, and it's probably going to do something in me as well. And as I've stepped out and done that, I can tell you that I never, ever serve somebody else and meet a need and in return feel like bankrupt. It is more blessed to give than to receive. In his book, Garden City, a brilliant book that I fully recommend anybody reads, John Mark Comer says this. He says, have you ever noticed that people who are self-focused are usually really unhappy? But have you also noticed that people who are generally others-focused are more selfless are usually very happy? That's not a coincidence. It's the way of Jesus in action. When we're down, one of the best things we can do is to serve somebody else. It's the back door to joy, and it's always unlocked. It's the back door to joy, and it's always unlocked. Maybe today you're feeling a bit down, and I don't want to downplay feeling down. Maybe today there are legitimate reasons why you are feeling under the weather. Maybe you're feeling fatigue, COVID fatigue. Maybe you're fatigued and just a little bit weary with the way life has been over this past season. Maybe you're a little bit fed up. Maybe there's just some things going on and you're just finding maybe you've lost your mojo. Let me just gently encourage you. Don't switch off from this challenge to serve others. Serving leads to joy. It's the back door to joy. It may well be that through serving somebody else, through looking to meet the needs of somebody else, through signing up to a team, through looking out for that neighbor in your street that needs some support or that friend, it may well be that as we do that and as we forget about our own situation, it may well be that the Lord is inviting you to welcome some joy into your world. And like I said, I'm not downplaying some of the stuff some of us are walking through and going through. And just because you serve somebody else, I'm not saying that's going to cure your depression. I'm not saying that's going to cure your melancholy. I'm not saying that's going to cure the circumstances, that your difficult circumstances that you find yourself in. But I do believe that Jesus and the joy that Jesus has, he wants to share that joy. And one of the ways to unlock the door is to look to the needs of others. So maybe this week, God is calling you to serve somebody else in some capacity. We've all got different situations. We've all got different lives. We've all got different things going on, but we're all part of this church. We're all part of this glorious body, this local church that God has called us all to at this time. And you know, in this church, we value serving others, because serving others, it's following after Jesus. Serving others is the way that we demonstrate our love. And serving others is a great way to grow our own joy. God bless you. God go with you. We're praying for you. Keep going and have a brilliant day.